One thing just about unprecedented in this Iraq war, thousands of married couples are in uniform. The Defense Manpower Data Center reports 20,000 couples are on active duty with children at home. And in a war zone with your spouse, it becomes difficult to keep tabs on your children at home. For many, the cycle starts again this month when the troops are increased in Iraq. Frank Morris of member station KCUR caught up with several dual military couples.
From first appearances, Randall and Adina Weiser seem to be a pretty normal empty nester couple. They recently moved to a pleasant little college town, Manhattan, Kansas, into a big, woody, craftsman-style home.
What I most like about our house is the high ceilings. I think they're like 10 to 12-foot ceilings. And then the woodwork.
This place is a refuge from their professional life. Both the Weisers are U.S. Army captains. When they deployed together to Iraq, he lived in a small containerized housing unit, or sardine can, while she shared a little building with a revolting bathroom with another female officer. The couple couldn't be intimate with each other, or even hug in public, though every month or so they'd find themselves more or less alone in the corner of a room, frantically trying to catch up.
You still have a life, and you still have to pay your bills, you got to discuss your family, you have things that go on outside of the Army, but you don't have kind of a rear or a home front for you. Your home front's with you. You're it. And so everything that happens, you have to kind of discuss kind of on the battlefield.
The Weisers have a son who was a senior in high school on a base in Germany when the Army ordered them into Iraq. Like almost all dual military couples with kids, when they deployed, their family also had to answer the call.
My mother quit her job, moved to Germany, and stayed with him for like the last 6 months. So my father's left alone, you know. My mother comes there, watches our son. He graduates. Then she closes the house up for us, and then goes back to her life.
Dual military marriages have proliferated since the United States went to an all-volunteer force in 1973. Regulations governing these couples vary between branches of the service. But with the accelerated deployment cycles in the current conflict, most dual Army couples are seeing very little of each other.
Yes, one of us is pretty much always gone.
Sergeant Major Elizabeth Champagne and Command Sergeant Major James Champagne have served in Iraq at the same time, but they say the Army is usually able to alternate their deployments, which means one of them is always saying goodbye to their now 11-year-old son.
Yeah, I really don't want to use the word callous, but I mean, he's pretty used to it now. You know, going on the sixth deployment, this last one when we told him, he said, okay, Dad, I understand what you're doing. You know, I support you. I love you. You know, just be safe.
Command Sergeant Major Champagne will head for Iraq in a few days with the 4th Brigade of the 1st Infantry Division. Soldiers, their parents, spouses, and lots of kids, some sleeping, some crying, are packed into a 116-year-old stone field house at Fort Riley, Kansas today for the 4th Brigade deployment ceremony. Major Nathan Schwartz is about to say goodbye to his wife, Captain Holly Schwartz. The couple pulled a year together in Afghanistan, not really as husband and wife, they say, but as two soldiers in the fight. Major Schwartz is headed for Baghdad. It'll be his 4th deployment, the 3rd to Iraq.
I go forward, do a year plus, and then she holds down the fort, and we get back together and try to stay together as long as possible.
You have kids?
No.
It's kind of hard when you're never together.
Dual Army couple divorce rates shot up when the Iraq War started. Since then, the Army has worked harder to help keep husbands and wives together, as long as their skills match up with a given unit's needs. But isolation, even divorce, isn't the worst situation for married soldiers in combat zones. Private First Class Suzanne Anderson has returned home early from Iraq. She's in suburban Kansas City now to hold her 3-year-old daughter and to mourn the loss of the girl's father, Sergeant Ian Anderson, who was killed by a roadside bomb last month. Family members say that Suzanne Anderson is pursuing a discharge from the Army. Meanwhile, the Weisers are heading back to Iraq this summer. There's a chance they'll run into their son there. He's in the Army now and has already served 3 months in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.